Yeah.
It is in the cloud.
But if you're doing a big building, you know, big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're there.
Year-end permit summary.
Every room is.
Did anybody have any questions? We just passed these out this time. I didn't do any PowerPoint on them. We passed out the Division 3 permits issued, the Division 2 permits issued, and then a list of the Division 1s for you to look over in your packet. If anybody's got any questions on any of these.
I suggest that we look these over and then we can talk about it the 21st.
Yep, if you have any questions, we can sure.
Huh?
I'll second that.
Okay.
He can't make a motion, he's the chairman. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Discussion of code amendments.
Bob and I talked about these a little bit just before he left. There's three sections of the development guidance code that have, I'm going to go to a different. Within the guidance code, there are three sections that have working days for different compliance days. One of them is Section 6, Certificates of Occupancy and Compliance. You would vacate the development within 10. We're asking to change it from working days to calendar days to make the code book uniform. And then Appendix B, same thing. Planning zoning staff action would be change it from 5 working days to calendar days. And the big one that kind of has been catching us is this notice of proposed land use change posting. On the posting, instead of having it have it posted 10 working days, change that to 10 calendar days. And what we'd be looking for is approval of the Planning Commission to pass this to the County Commission. And if they made any adjustments or changes, it would come back to you guys for a public hearing, which we would post. And if everybody's in agreement, then it's forwarded back to the County Commission for final approval.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the proposed amendments to the Taney County Development Guidance Code in reference to working days.
Somebody want to second that?
I'll second.
I do. Yeah.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Well, we will.
Dave.
Two or three of us.
Yeah. Two of them.
Pick one.
Rick, Doug, and David.
Well, I didn't second it.
Pick one.
Okay, thank you. We'll forward these to the County Commission to see if there's any changes, and then we'll have a public hearing on them at our next public hearing. And that's all I've got, unless somebody has.
Actually, we have not changed anything on our thinking on the night program.
No, we bypassed A, B, and C and agreed for it to stay the way it is.
We got two versions of this. And
now, we want to mess with this the 21st, discuss this.
That's up to you guys. I haven't got any feedback from.
Yeah, but it's kind of late to be discussing it tonight.
But I'm saying two items.
Well,
they'll never be used.
So. I mean, I've been reading on it some, but
they're similar except for the information.
Yeah.
In case something is found but illegal with our Planning and Zoning Commission as is, things will never come into play.
Some of you are probably not going to like it, but I don't see that much difference in what we've got other than what we expect maybe Ruth. This nightly rentals is the only real problem that we've got now. The rest of it's working well, with like except a little tweak or two. Like,
well, most of the people that's been in here said it's working well.
So I don't know. I mean, I know Bob was hired to change it, but that was because it wasn't working well at that time.
It wasn't that clerical error the reason we're here in this situation?
Huh?
It was a clerical error.
Yeah,
the reason
pretty much.
Honestly.
Well, I think somebody stepped on. Are we still on?
Oh, yeah. You guys haven't adjourned.
Yeah,
so,
all right.
Yeah, you're on.
I make a motion we adjourn. I'll second.
Motion, Brad.
Everybody in favor,
second
aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Opposed.
Aye.